You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. Tonight's episode of Steakhouse Confidential was recorded live at DC Prime Steaks and Seafood in Ashburn, Virginia. Independently owned and operated, DC Prime serves only USDA Prime beef, which is the top 1% of all the beef in the U.S. Chef Brad Wiedemann comes from the Art Institute of Atlanta with a degree in culinary arts, and his creations include the barbecue spice jumbo shrimp appetizer, my favorite, along with succulent tomahawk bone-in ribeyes with a dozen other fresh cuts of meat. Fresh fish, lobster, crab, scallops, and more. Visit dcprimesteaks.com today or call them at 703-840-2099 for your reservation. Proud home of Steakhouse Confidential, where the steaks are juicy and the stories even juicier. All right, here we go. All right, we got them. All right, very good. Yeah, so Hatch, you and I yesterday teed it up with a fellow who looked like your older brother. Athletic, handsome, bald-headed African-American.
Oh, that sounds like most guys in their 40s.
Exactly. And sadly, I didn't know my org chart well enough for the Washington football team, so I did not know who it was. Somebody, I guess, asked him about hole number 3, and it came out his name is Eric Stokes. He is the director of player personnel or pro personnel. I forget. They have so many scouts.
Yeah.
Smoot, I looked up the chart of all the scouts. I'm like, oh, my God, this army of guys.
Listen to me. It was a team effort, and that's why we had the draft like we had. Like, what I really love about this draft, because I got time to talk to coach before the draft and after the draft, and it ain't too many drafts you go in and get 80% of the people you target.
Well, every team says that, though. That's the thing.
No.
Oh, we got our guy. Here's what you never hear, Hatch. Oh, shit. Glad there's another one of these next year because we fucked it up.
No. Listen to me. It started with me and him having first round talk. This was like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm in love with Zaven Collins. He was like, what you like about Zaven Collins? I said, he can play all three positions.
Right.
And he can literally, for him to be 260, he can really move.
Okay.
And coach was like, yeah, but I feel like he's more of a 3-4 guy. He wouldn't do us any justice. So, by saying that much, he was always telling me, you ain't going to draft him.
Yeah.
So, I was like, all right, who fits the bill? And Davis was right there, and I said, Davis fits the bill.
Okay.
He's fast. He's born in a military family. These are all the things that
I like all that. But let me get back to Eric for a second. So I start looking up on the golf course, Hatch, the front office, right?
Right.
Look at this org chart here of player development, player personnel. Eric is the senior director of player personnel. Chris Polian, director of pro personnel. Donnie Warren, former Skin senior pro scout. Tim Gribble, director of college personnel. Chuck Cook, college scout. Matt Evans, college scout. College scout, college scout. National scout, college scout. College pro, Blesto scout. I said to Eric, I go, what's a Blesto scout? Do you guys know?
Blesto is an agency.
It's an organization.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Players. So they got that.
Blesto's old, though.
Do they rank dancers or something? Who is Blesto?
Blesto's old. They were like one of the ones back when I was
playing. Oh, the first, before Mel Kiper came along.
Right.
No, Mel Kiper always been around, but Blesto was like the first, like, you know how ESPN has
scouting
the top 300.
Yeah,
put out a report. What did they have you rated at
out of Blesto when you were coming out of Cincinnati?
I don't know because I never got a whole, it was paperback. So you had to find the paperback version that was being passed around.
Blesto had you rated Busto? Is that why you went to the CFL?
Yep, that's it.
All politics, though.
It's all about the voyage. It ain't how you start, it's how you finish.
Anyway, Eric couldn't have been nicer, and he indulged me, Smoot, in trying to pry at, so, now that all the quarterbacks are gone, which ones did you like the most? Because, you know, it's kind of safe to do that,
but he
quickly figured out I'm going to be nipping at him for info, which could be used in a nefarious way. So like a good personnel man, he trimmed his sails just a bit. But it was interesting. I asked him, I said, do you actually scout Lawrence, a guy like that who's going to go 1-1? Because you know you're not going to get him. He goes, oh, yeah, we have to.
You have to because you got to play him.
Well, that's true,
too.
But that wasn't his answer. His answer was, you don't know what could happen at the last minute. Something comes up medically. Urban Meyer gets wild hair.
The only thing that could have happened.
He robs a bank.
No, he could have robbed a bank. He was going number one. Listen to me. The only thing could have stopped him from going number one if he woke up blind. If he woke up blind, that was the only way possible.
And then you don't need a whole scouting report. It's like, he's blind. We're probably going to pass on him.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. So that said, who do you guys like amongst the five quarterbacks? And I'm going to – I like to say that the draft – is like when you're going for quarterbacks, you think you know what you're going to get, but it's never a sure thing until you get them out there. And it's like reaching into a bag, Smoot, and one out of every five pulls is a rubber chicken. And I say, you got the rubber chicken. You lose. You got Mitch Trubisky. He sucks.
This is what it is.
Who's the rubber chicken of the five quarterbacks?
It's an emotional letdown. This is what it is. It's like meeting a dime piece. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you feel like she got a great career. You find out she's from a great family background.
Can't hold a conversation. Or has an annoying voice.
The first thing you do when you kiss her, you find out she got a dead tooth in her mouth. Now that's when it's ruined. Because it looks good.
A dead tooth?
A dead tooth in her mouth. I can't take that.
How are you going to figure out there's a dead tooth in there?
When you kiss her for the first time.
I don't kiss them that good.
Listen, you kiss
a dead one or a loose one?
No, a dead one, because a dead tooth come with a stink. It come with a stink now. It's like a
well,
I did forget he's from Mississippi, Hutch.
There's a lot of dead teeth.
More dead teeth than in Westfield's Fairfax County.
No,
right, exactly.
It's like it's a 1-inch man just in her mouth with turds on his shirt.
This has taken a dark turn. So let's get back to the quarterbacks.
The quarterbacks that have the best chance to succeed are the ones that are going to be put in the best position with the offensive line that can block for them.
Okay.
Now, if you get a quarterback who gets back there and can't get any blocking, I don't care how good he is, he's going to become skittish, and he's just going to fail.
Okay.
So I think.
Did Andrew Luck fail? Or did he just get smashed to pieces?
He just got smashed to pieces. He did not fail.
He was a great quarterback.
And Trevor Lawrence is your Andrew Luck, so he's your guarantee. Zach Wilson is your Jay Cutler.
Yes.
He's Jay Cutler all over again.
Really? All right, well, hold on. One at a time. Let's talk Trevor Lawrence. We're watching his highlights right now. Tell me what you think.
Go.
I was going to say, what I like about Trevor Lawrence is his decision-making. He makes quick decisions. He's athletic enough to avoid pressure, and
look at that power run right there.
He's big enough to see everything.
You know, I said he's going to be smooth. I said he's going to be the white cam for the first 3 years.
Oh yeah,
big. He's going to run a lot of power near goal line. They just better hope his arm doesn't get busted up running all that.
His arm is not going to get busted up. Like, listen to me. He's God's gift to quarterbacks. All right, we thought there was Andrew Luck. No, it's this kid, because he can do something that Andrew Luck couldn't do. Andrew Luck could lumber down the field.
Right.
This kid can run. And not only run, he can see every ounce of the field and make every throw to every part of the field. He's only under the mercy of Urban Meyer, which sets him up for success. You tell me the guy's head coach, I tell you where he succeed. Him and Urban,
you like
he'll
Urban.
Succeed. I love Urban.
And Bevel, the offensive coordinator.
The offensive coordinator. They're going to set him up for success.
Right.
Okay.
They got all five offensive linemen coming back.
And they drafted two more.
Yep.
Okay. We move on from Trevor Lawrence to one Zach Wilson. I think he's going to be a bust because ain't no one that pretty ever been that good at quarterback.
Too pretty. No, quarterback face is a fact. Usually the quarterback is the most attractive guy on the team.
Not this attractive.
No. Pittsburgh Steelers are the only franchise that endorse ugly quarterbacks.
Okay.
That's the only franchise.
Did you see the picture of him on draft day? There it is right there.
He's 17.
Okay. I mean, this looks – okay, come on, man.
You know what I think he's going to be?
How do you be humble if you look that good? You look like a boy band model, basically.
Yes, he looks like the lead singer of NSYNC 2.
Right.
The problem with him
I also think he got too hyped too quick. He kind of came out of nowhere to be a number two pick. We weren't saying a year ago, you know that Zach Wilson out of BYU, he's definitely going number two.
We do that every year. We pull somebody down and we push somebody up. That's why I say he's Jay Cutler, Mitch Trubisky. That's his ceiling. That's his floor. I see him doing nothing more than those two guys did. Is Jay Cutler a letdown? I don't think so. I think Jay had a good career.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not great.
Right.
It's not great.
What do you think? I call Jay Cutler
Jeff George.
All right. Yep.
They're the same guy.
Same guy. Really?
Jeff George, Jay Cutler, the arm strength, the aloofness.
And the personality's ruined him. The personality's ruined him. Like, Jeff, I always tell you I love Jeff.
I know.
But I know how Jeff came off the other people, and that made him the shithead Jones of any conversation.
And Jay Cutler were the same type of guy.
Same dude.
So maybe that's why. I haven't read. Is Zach Wilson supposedly that kind of aloof kind of a guy?
He's the number one player on his team, and he ain't even captain. When is your quarterback not captain?
I didn't know that.
Did you know he got in a breakdancing contest at BYU and lost? I'm just telling you, it's red flags everywhere.
I don't know if I scout breakdancing.
I think the problem with him is he's not athletic enough to be able to avoid. He likes to run a lot.
Okay,
You're not at his size and his athletic ability. You're not going to be able to do that in the league. People will snatch him down, and he's going to get hurt.
He's
not that big.
He'll be able to do that to a certain extent.
Yeah, because they protect the quarterbacks.
But on a play like this.
The Jets don't protect the quarterback. And now, if the Jets get a good running game,
They did
then
draft
that's
Tucker.
Gonna help them.
They got the best guard in the draft in Tucker.
Yep.
All right. They got Mekhi Becton, one of the best young tackles. They're going to put them on one side to solidify their side. Okay. Now, the only thing that I don't like about Wilson, his best plays are made off schedule.
Right.
Off schedule.
You ain't doing that.
So, if you got to make in the NFL, you got to make 80% of your plays on schedule.
Right.
That's when we see who he is.
So this play here is definitely
that's
off schedule.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's a turd.
Against USC. So here,
who wasn't that good this year.
Okay, so, right, exactly. But they still have good players. So here he is. He turns the wrong way, peels back into the center of the field. Two guys are about to crunch him, and he splits them. That won't happen on Sundays, will it?
Not.
They'll break him on that play instead of him splitting them.
Not when Montez Sweat runs a 4-4.
Right. That's
what
I'm saying.
Are you going to do?
Yeah.
Right.
And
okay.
When they hit him at that size, they're going to break him.
Like I said, and he's at you. When you get drafted, you are at the mercy of who drafts you.
Right.
He's drafted to the Jets. He's not set up for success. Justin Fields is. Justin Fields.
We're going to get to him.
He's got a defensive coach, head coach.
Running game.
Okay, don't jump ahead to Fields. We're going to talk Trey Lance now.
All right.
Let's talk about Trey Lance. I think Trey Lance is going to be great. I think he's the second coming of Mahomes.
Yes.
Not as good.
No, I got to take that back. I would say he's Steve McNair 2.0.
Really?
There you go.
That's who he is.
That's
who his body reminds me of. That's his gamer. Reminds me of Steve McNair.
I don't think McNair was ever that fast, though. Isn't Lance faster?
McNair rushed for 1,000 yards his senior year. Yes, he was fast.
Okay, he was fast.
He only slowed down when he put on 20 pounds of muscle.
Well, he did. I remember, his body type got to be pretty well built.
The skinnier McNair was blazing fast, 4.45 fast. So he's Stephen McNair, even down to the point of what level football did they play before
coming
to
Does it matter that he comes from such a small school?
Do they play football?
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Okay.
You have people that you can, like Carson Wentz played there.
Right.
So you have someone you could go
back. Does it matter?
Say,
he only
okay,
played one game this year as a senior.
A lot of guys didn't play any. They opted out.
Yeah. So yeah.
But he's a quarterback. Quarterbacks matter more than just a wide receiver.
He might have just added 3 years to his professional career by taking 1 year off.
Well, if he didn't get his knee busted up,
he's not going to play this year.
Well, that was a hell of a catch by that wide receiver. That guy should have been drafted, whoever that guy was. You see that?
I seen that catch. But the ball got to be put there first, and that's something this kid can do.
Oh, I know.
So now all you want to do with him is say repetition, repetition, repetition.
55-yard floating dime. Boom! Right on target.
And what I said was if you putting quarterbacks in the best position to succeed, him going to San Francisco, which – is a playoff team.
Shanahan.
Has an excellent running game. Mm-hmm. Shanahan's going to use him to his
Guru.
Ability.
Yep.
And he's got – I think he's in the best position to succeed.
Okay.
Because it won't be on him to win.
Right.
Like, the defense and the running game and the special teams going to handle it. All he got to do is take care of the ball.
Right.
That's all they're going to ask him to do. So they won't ask him to be what they're going to ask Zach Wilson to be. They're asking Zach Wilson to come in and be the savior when Lance is just going to come in and be a part of what we already got brewing.
Right.
All right, now we get to Justin Fields. Here we go. I think for him, what a great break to have the Bears take him, because if he's good, he's a savior in that city. He's a god.
He's the only quarterback they've ever had.
Exactly. So he's set up. Now, the only problem is Adam Gase is not exactly a guy who's turned a lot of guys into good players. So there's that. What do you think of Justin Fields?
I think Justin Fields is a faster version of Dak Prescott. I think his leadership skills are the same. I think their body build is very similar. He's taller. He's
kind of like that.
He actually has a better arm than Dak had when he first came out. But he can run like Dak. He can make plays. And he's gutsy.
He's faster than Dak.
Dak 2.0. He's a faster, bigger version of Dak. And if you tell me that's 10 wins a year. With that defense, with a running game, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's the most popular man in Chicago of now.
Right.
You got to realize Sexy Rick. Is they quarterbacks they brag on.
Right.
Kyle Orton.
I'm going to go back even farther for you. Vince Evans.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Literally nobody. Ain't no standard there. He will become the standard. They've never had a quarterback throw over 4,000 yards. He's going to be the first to throw for 4,000, and he's going to rush for 600, 700, 800, 900 yards. He's going to be everything. He's going to be Michael Jordan. Derrick Rose in Chicago.
It's a good spot he landed in.
Sid Luckman was their last good quarterback.
All right, here's your list. Look at
I can name a lot. There's
all right,
Sid
hold on.
Luckman.
Let me scroll to the bottom here. Look at that list right there. Look at that list of shame, huh?
Mm.
Yep.
Caleb Haney.
Jim Miller.
Look at that year, 2016, Matt Barkley, 6 starts, Cutler, 5, Hoyer, 5. That is a sampler platter of dog shit.
Yes, that's a turd dynasty right there.
Because that's the last year of Cutler there as well, so that was the 5 worst games.
Oh,
Jimmy Clausen couldn't play dead in a Western. McCown was just a guy. There's a boy, Jay Campbell, there. He played, got 1 start in 2012 there. Caleb Haney got 4 starts. Todd Collins, another ex-Redskin.
Chief.
And it's funny because Orton and Rexman was indeed the glory days of recent memory in Chicago.
A Super Bowl.
He took him to a Super Bowl.
I know. He rode to a Super Bowl.
Hey.
Took him.
Whoever driving the bus gets the credit for driving the bus. The quarterback always gets the credit for driving the bus.
Trent Dilfer has a Super Bowl ring.
All right, then.
But nobody says Trent Dilfer took him.
But they also don't say Jacoby won the game either. And he ran a kickoff back.
Right.
He don't get the love either. So who won it?
Right.
Trent Dilfer. Yep.
Then let's get to Mac Jones, shall we?
Yeah. He's built like you. This is what Zabe looks like with his shirt off right there.
Oh, shit. You know what? I wish I looked that good. Here's the deal.
Oh, who got
does
that
it matter?
Picture?
Does it matter? Because people are talking about the Brady photo as a comparison.
This young athlete in 2021, have you seen the bodies of his counterparts?
I know.
They've been out working out at a high level since like 14, 13 years old, and this guy comes up here with a gut right next to his butt, and I suppose they respect that. Now, this is what I do know. If anybody can turn a bad body quarterback into a perimeter Pro Bowler, it's Bill Belichick.
Right.
Now, this is what I do like, where he failed too.
Okay.
He failed to New England, which is going to make sure he's not the reason they win, but he won't be the reason they lose. He will be fine right there. He'll be
okay,
fine.
So Mac Jones you're hopeful for just because he landed in Belichick's lap.
He's Kirk Cousins. How you feel about Kirk?
I like Kirk for his overachieving and how he played the system to get paid. I recognized he is a lower top 10 to middle of the pack starter.
Don't you ever put him top 10 by nothing.
Top 10.
He's top 10 in nothing.
Right.
Only thing, he's top 10.
Top 10 in garbage touchdowns?
No, he's top 10 in getting that money.
Right. Yes,
robbing the bank with no mask.
He's the 12th best starter in the league.
No, he's
no
not.
Way.
No way.
Okay,
he
here
is.
We go. Here we go.
I
got 20 guys I go to war with in the league right now before I go to war with Kirk Cousins.
I understand that. Like, people hate him because he's an overachiever. He worked the system to get paid.
Nobody hates this, Abe. You are going off cocaine. Kirk Cain. Kirk Cain is addicted. When we went through the RG3 thing, and everybody was like, they liked Kirk because he wasn't RG3. They didn't like Kirk because he was great.
Right.
They liked him because he wasn't the ex-wife. All right, so now when you get this new wife, she's no better than the last one.
That's
no better
truth.
Than the last one. I'm going to tell you what it is. The one thing about Kirk Cain, it'll take you on a quick high.
When it lets you down. It lets you down the most inopportune times.
Playoff time. It just lets you down.
Okay.
Alabama quarterback has done anything. They are throwing the receivers, top 10 pick receivers, and a running game. What did I tell you yesterday? When you hand off to a 230-pound running back 25 times, and then you run play-action pass, where the hell are those linebackers?
They're up
at the line of scrimmage because we are getting
killed. You're like, Najee Harris is killing us.
Right.
Yeah. We got to tackle him.
Everything behind you is wide the hell open.
Three first-round linemen.
Right.
So now your defense can't key in on nobody.
Right.
And that's why they don't like drafting Ohio State quarterbacks.
Because yep.
They feel like they play with five-star everywhere. Where's the stress? Look at the best quarterbacks in the league right now. Mississippi State, Dak Prescott. North Carolina State, Russell Wilson. South Dakota State. Look at these colleges. These guys carried their school to wherever they ended up.
By the way, back to Kirk and RG3. Did you see this? RG3.
Hayden.
All of a sudden, Kellen Mond. Robert, what do we think of the player here? And then going to a situation
good luck there,
where
Robert.
In training camp,
who's doing
he's
his
going
hair?
To look more physically impressive than the starter that's
is he in Minnesota
there
now?
At Kirk Cousins. What do we think of the spot
where
for
is
Kellen
he?
Too?
Where is he?
He's looking for work. He's on TV. He got waved by the Ravens, or his contract
ran out.
He wants to still play. Look, Here's the deal.
He called out the 49ers. He told the 49ers he's the best person to train Trey Lance on how to be a quarterback. And I was like, I don't know where the hell you get that from.
Yeah, that brother's mouth just gets him in trouble so much.
So here, listen to this. This is what he says about Kirk. And Kellen Mond, by the way, Kellen Mond is a project.
He's Colin Kaepernick.
Kellen Mond?
Yes, he's built like him.
Really?
He's robotic like him in the way he throws the ball. He's a programmed quarterback.
Right.
Texas A&M.
He ain't
okay.
As athletic as Kellen Kaepernick.
Probably not real happy right now because Kellen Mond represents exactly what he doesn't do well, right? Kellen Mond's the big physical quarterback. He can run it, throw it all over the field. And I don't think that that's something that number eight is able to do.
Number eight.
In Minnesota.
Bitter much?
Yeah, he's bitter.
Staff and the administration is looking for, should I say, the organization is looking for. Mund had a lot of inconsistencies in his game. And the biggest thing last year was, like Connor talked about, he actually improved drastically. But some NFL evaluators, looking over the course of all the years of his starts at Texas A&M, they're still a little skeptical about him. But I would tell you this, with great determination and great coaching, I think this is a guy that could be a real riser. Over the course of his career. And as you see, you know, Cousins has been collecting checks there in Minnesota for a long time.
That's what he does, though.
If he has a bad start to the year.
That's what he does.
That is what he does.
He stabbed him in the back right there. He stabbed him in the back.
You know what? Look, okay, Robert, I get it. But come on, man. He's collecting checks because he's in the league, and you're
not. Right.
I mean, it doesn't make you look good is all I'm saying.
Right. Well, that didn't talk
about. You remember the commercial with the bitter beer face? You remember the bitter beer face?
I remember bitter.
That's what I seen. You know, when you see somebody with the bitter beer face, they look like something stank all the time.
Right.
That's what Robert, that's what he is right now.
Exactly.
That's who he is. He cannot,
there it is right there.
He cannot help himself. You're scanning the room. You've got minty fresh breath and your oozing charm. Then it hits you. Larry?
Yep.
That's what it is right there.
Better beer face. Okay, so we've done the quarterbacks. Let's talk about some of the other players. I asked you guys to bring a couple names to the table, guys you like that are not quarterbacks you want to talk about. Let's go.
All Smoot. Right,
right. You know you got to throw a toe, Smoosh the Dummies. I love my draft.
I hear you.
Kyle Pitts. I never call Hall of Famers before they play a down. Hall of Famer, the best tight end I've ever seen come out. Let me tell you this.
I could tell you this.
This was the first
I wanted
draft.
Somebody that was like, oh, wow, Smoot likes this guy.
This
no
is the
shit.
First draft that we actually had a Martian get drafted. This guy is not from this planet.
Nature.
He's a freak of nature. I had to put that out there because people say it, but I don't think they actually understand. This guy is Calvin Johnson at tight end.
Okay.
Imagine that. Calvin Johnson playing tight end. The corners can't check him.
Mm-mm.
The safeties can't check him. The linebackers don't dare try to check him. But guess who did? Jamin Davis had a great game against him against Kentucky. So all I'm saying is Kyle Pitts will be the best tight end to ever play the game when he finishes.
You just got to double.
Okay.
You just got to double him.
Just
bracket that sucker.
I'm not even sure that would work per se. Okay.
Yeah, you would. You bracket him.
So you like Kyle Pitts. Who else do you like?
All right. Then I also like J.C. I worked J.C. out when he was young.
Who?
J.C. Horn.
J.C. Horn, right.
That's Joe's son. Right? Joe lived down the street from me in Atlanta.
Okay.
I worked J.C. out. What I like about J.C. is when I was a cone in the SEC, my senior year, my DB coach told me, said, they not going to mess with you. You got to go find some work. And so I watch Conas. And when I watch Pat Surtain, he does his job, all right? When I watch J.C., he's going out knowing you ain't going to throw at me. He's finding work. And that's what great corners do. Charles Woodson had to go find work his senior year at Michigan because they're not going to deal with you.
Go find work.
You know, you got to go find work. And watch all of his highlights. He's actually making plays on other people's balls. He's literally finding ways to. No, that's what you want. JC will be the best cornerback in this draft.
Okay.
I liked him.
Dad was a badass. That's for sure. Okay. All right, who do you like, Hatch? Give me a couple guys.
So I'm going to go deep. I don't know what happened, but
Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard dropped down to the fourth round or third. What was it, third or fourth round?
Do you know
round?
Why?
I don't know
Did
why.
Did you see his medical?
No,
oh.
I didn't see his
he
medical.
He got five toes.
What?
So on one foot.
Boy, shut up.
No, I'm listen to me.
Literally?
Literally.
Figuratively.
No, literally. I got
he's
it.
The first five-toed running back.
No,
well,
and guess
I know
what?
Is he fast as hell. I don't care how many toes.
He was teammates with a guy that had six toes. So I asked why the guy that had six toes didn't get him the extra toe. So I'm dancing, and both of them play running back. Yes, these are facts. All I speak is
I
want to
see a picture
all
of five
I know
toes.
Is the brother don't get caught from behind. He runs hard, and he's going to be a good change of pace for McCaffrey.
You right. You can't step on his toes.
No. I think he's going to do some work.
Now I got
the other good pick I like.
Hold on. I got to find these five toes.
No, he has a foot with no toes on it.
Five. Let's see if Google has it. Chuba Hubbard, five toes.
No toes.
Oh, you said he had five toes.
No, I said he had five toes with 2 feet. That means 1 foot ain't got.
Wait, three on one?
No.
Two on the other?
Rocky Blyer, haven't you?
He had a lawnmower accident when he was young that cut his toes off.
Now,
this is not showing up in any Google searches right now.
Well, guess who was it? Guess who was at Redskin Park the last 3 days for the draft? I heard all kind of inside stuff. And two guys got drafted, and they were like, well, the funny part about it, one dude has an extra toe. He has six toes on 1 foot, and the one guy has missing five toes.
Well, I'd have said you heard of Rocky Blyer, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I understand.
Rocky Blyer had half a foot.
Okay.
And then the other guy I like is the linebacker from Penn State, Parsons.
I think our linebacker going to be better.
I don't think so.
Listen to me. Penn State has did it to me too many times.
Oh.
Right when I try to say, you know what, I ain't going to judge this guy by Penn State. The guy gets in, make a splash in the first 2 years, and we never see him again. We have seen this with every Penn State guy. I don't care who it is.
Even
my boy. Right? Listen to me. The one thing I see about Michael Parsons, he runs around blocks. He runs around blocks, and he don't like to take on guards.
Well,
I tell you who we
are.
Jamin Davis, 6'4", 255 pounds. Oh, he don't mind swapping paint in there.
That's Dallas's problem right now because Jalen Smith doesn't do that either.
So you're a Cowboy fan, though. That's why you like Parsons.
I like
you're hoping he's good.
No, I like Parsons because of his speed and the way he can get sideline to sideline. If you put him on the weak side, I think the brother's going
to
cause havoc on the weak side.
I promise you this. If I line up on offense as a quarterback and I see Michael Parsons lined up behind DeMarcus Lawrence, we running right off tackle right there. Because both of those guys are going to do this. One going to go run inside, the other one going to go outside, and we're going to hit them right there together.
That's fine.
The one thing about y'all defense is built to play with a lead. All right? Because y'all got that elite offense, y'all building that defense very similar to how they built the Peyton Manning's defense when they was in the coach. Good two defensive ends, get up the field, fast linebackers. But guess what? In the NFC East, y'all going to get gutted, and y'all going to get everything y'all deserve.
All right. We are going to go into DC Prime. Tonight's Steakhouse Confidential, brought to you by DC Prime. Steaks and Lobsters here in Ashburn, Virginia, the official celebratory steakhouse of the Washington football team.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, it
every
is.
New guy comes
here. This
right
is
here.
You're christening it. Yeah.
That, right. This is a driver three-wood wedge from Redskin, Wolfskin Park. Excuse me. I'll put a dollar in the till for that one.
It ain't going to be Wolves. I hate to tell you this.
Book your reservation at dcprimesteaks.com. DC Prime Steaks. Incredible place. Thank you to Rick Crowe for hosting us here. We're going to go in and eat, and then we're going to flush out five toes, dead teeth, all this stuff Smoot's telling us about. And we'll come back for overtime, and then we'll talk about anything but football. How about that? For 15 minutes, a 15-minute sprint on anything and everything you want to talk about in life. We'll go dig it out over steaks inside, all right?
That sounds good.
Sound good?
Yes, sound good.
Let's go eat. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree
Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.
All right, so we're going to talk about all things not sports here on the postgame show for the Steakhouse Confidential in the Free Hugs and Candy Van, a.k.a. the Mobile Strike Studio, a.k.a. the Smoot After Dark
series
vehicle.
Is about to start.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to get on that there. Lower your mic. Two ticks. There
this
you go.
This is what we're going to do.
Okay.
The Smoot After Dark. Smoot and Zabe After Dark.
Yeah.
We're going to go to spots in the city, everywhere.
That I couldn't get to.
That neither
I wouldn't normally get to.
And guess what? That people, we're going to talk sports and other things with people that usually don't talk them on air.
Good.
All right, we're going to pull up on certain people. And, hey, we're going to sit down pull and up. Have these conversations.
By the way, you know this van looks like a surveillance van, right?
Oh, no.
So
like
people are going to go, oh, shit. Yeah, who's rolling into town here?
It's the FBI. It's the fuzz. Like my kids say. It's the fuzz, Daddy.
The fuzz. Who still says fuzz, by the way?
That's what my kids say. It's the fuzz, Dad. I'll be like, yeah, it is.
So Smoot is going to be a certified minister of the peace.
Yeah, I am.
And you are going to marry your first couple.
I am.
And that's, get
out. And that just showed you how much it takes to be an ordained minister. All right? if I can do it, a man of my track record and lifestyle, anybody can.
What did it take to become an ordained minister?
Completely nothing. I said I was an ordained
minister. A one-page application? No, you do have to fill something out, right?
Yeah, it's very DeVry Tech-ish, all right? It takes no thinking in it. You declare yourself and say, you know what, I want to officiate a wedding. And all you really getting is your officiating license to officiate it.
Okay.
So once I say to the county?
Yeah, you just go to the county. Okay. Well, you send it to the county. Okay. And they'll send it back, saying, Fred Smoot, ordained minister. So when I say these words, I pronounce you now husband and wife. It's going to be ironclad. Now, here go the kicker. I will be the first preacher to also host the bachelor party that's the night before. So I'm the good time coordinator and the preacher. Shit. This should be fun.
Okay. Oh. And are you going to be as good as Creflo Dollar? That's all I need to know.
I could never be better than a man last name Dollar.
Creflo Dollar.
Yes.
Creflo Dollar. Everything that
he's doing. And that ain't his real name. He changed his name.
Of course it
Dollar.
Ain't his real name.
Yeah, he changed his name.
Collecting that dollar.
And that's what I don't get. My dad is a preacher, right?
He is.
My daddy is a preacher, a for real preacher.
Preacher.
Nice. I'm a preacher's kid. That's why, you know, the boat happened because I'm a preacher's kid. We test the boundaries constantly. Right? So I got a big taste of what it is, you know what I'm saying? Right. What religion is and, you know, how different people interpret it. And with me growing up a Southern Baptist, I am now Buddhist.
Really?
Yes, I'm Buddhist.
Full Buddhist?
Yes,
fake
I'm Buddhist.
Buddhist.
No, I'm full
Tiger
Buddhist.
Said, remember when Tiger said, Hatch, I'm going to get in touch with my Buddhist side, my mom's side.
Right.
He didn't do any of that shit.
Yeah, he got in touch.
Yeah, he got the booty side.
He got in touch with the Asian side. He did get in touch with the Asian side.
The booty side, not the Buddhist side.
No, the booty.
Totally different. Okay, so you're going to actually administer, you're going to minister the wedding of a guy I worked with.
Yeah.
And you work with now.
Yes.
Cy Fenwick. Cy Fenwick, producer for your podcast.
Me and Chick and Smoot. Yep.
Chick Hernandez. Make sure to download it. The Chick and Smoot podcast. Cy is a great dude.
Oh, he's a hard worker, man.
And I'm so happy for him. But he really tests that theory that your mom said about there's a lid for every pot
in life. It is.
Because I'm not sure he's marrying a supermodel, but it doesn't matter.
They're right for each other. You got to realize, Cy is a guy, we call him the Amish producer, because he has this Andrew Luck neck beard, and he looked like he just made like 16s of furniture before we did the show. So that's who he is. So you got to understand who we're talking about. So sometimes when you look around and you see people, you're like, yeah, they deserve each other. Like sometimes you know the only two people can date them is those two people.
Right. It's fine.
Yeah, he does kind of look a little bit Amish here as I look at his picture.
Oh, yeah.
I love Cy. Good man.
When I say he's a good dude, he's on Ramadan now. You know, that's what the Amish do. They send you on Ramadan, let you do what you want to.
Okay. Yeah, right. All right. We also talked while we were having dinner at DC Prime, dcprimesteaks.com. Book your reservation today. Ashburn, Virginia. We talked about baldness.
Yes. And it hurt you. I seen a look in your eye. Because, you know, Zabe usually had this
a gleam. There's a gleam, man.
And I brought up bald heads, and his eyes just went right down to the – it wasn't even a food on the table. He just looked down. I want to know, from you bald guys.
I got it down to the wood for the first – I mean, I've on and off been down to the wood a few times, Hatch.
How many times did I keep trying to tell you to get there?
Get down there and stay there is what you say. Yep. Don't go back and forth.
No.
But it's so cold. It's so cold up there.
Got a hat.
And because I'm a white guy, I got pimples that need to fade. I got to get it tanned. I had my hat off a couple holes. I was like two holes off, one hole on when we played golf on Sunday.
Why is it so personal to you guys? Why does the
ball? Don't say you guys.
You're bald.
I'm good.
So you accept you. You accept it.
I've been accepted.
But most of the guys I know, they take it very personal. I thought Michael Jordan made it cool for y'all to be bald.
I'm fine. I wish this stuff would stop growing.
The beard.
Usually when guys lose this, they start to grow this. Okay. Nose hairs and armpit hairs for no reason.
I tried to say that black guys can be bald a lot better than white guys because skinheads ruin it for us white guys.
They ruin it.
Even though I ain't a skinhead, I might look like one if I'm not wearing the right clothes.
But guess what?
On a Saturday at Home Depot. Who's that guy? Looks like a skinhead to me.
Hey, but guess what? Your baldness is not by your choice. Jesus did that to you.
Amen. And that's the preacher in you coming out. Hallelujah.
Hey, trust what he done. He knew you didn't need no hair. He took it away from you.
Need it. Need ain't got nothing to do with it. I want it.
Right. Just tan it up.
I think a white guy with a nice tan bald head is good looking, but it takes a while to get there. So I need some advice on how to get this white melon tanned up because I ain't gonna be no Stewart Sink with the light bulb head.
I can't be that guy.
Hatch.
I don't think you need to get tanned up. I think you need to grow facials. Now, you got to realize you're bald head, no mustache, no beard. You look like the oldest baby in the world.
That's not a good look right there.
I don't like the sound of that one right there. Here's my problem.
Put a little sunscreen on it so it gets nice and tan.
I will say this.
And you got to cut it often.
I know. I think like your head, Hatch, the shape of my bean is solid. I think
it's not a hideous sized...
No. You know, pellet. So I got that going for me. But the thing with facial hair, two things, Smoot. One is I don't like the itch. I can't stand it. It's so disgusting. And secondly, it's just a distraction. It's like, hey, look at this. Don't look at your bald. It's like, it's a distraction act. You know, I see guys with it. I'm like, yeah, buddy, I get it.
You look like retired Sergeant Slaughter right now. You look like you're so military.
That's also not a good look.
No, I'm just saying. Because
I'm waiting for you to say you look like Bruce Willis.
It's a little Bruce sprinkle in there, too. But I'm saying, because you're so clean cut, the first thing come to your mind is ex-military. It comes in my head. Ex-military, when you see a guy like, no hair on his head, no beard, no nothing.
By the book, ex-military.
Yeah.
Now, you said, I asked you guys the question, I asked you specifically, Spoon. I'm like, well, how come Deion Sanders got hair plugs? Deion Sanders, millionaire, good-looking, megawatt smile, rich, famous, Hall of Famer. Why did he get the hair?
It's proven that you can't buy hair. If LeBron James can't afford it and Deion Sanders can't afford it, it's not. It don't exist.
So you think
and
it was Urlacher, a vanity thing with
got hair too?
Yeah. Urlacher, another Urlacher one.
That's a toupee. That's a dead squirrel on Urlacher head. No way he grew that.
But you remember Deion? His thing was his hair. That's why he had the Jerry curl.
And it was sponsored though.
That was his thing. So he don't want to lose.
He didn't want to lose that because your hair.
There they go.
Look here we go.
Take a minute.
Yeah, I say I don't know if y'all got all day.
First, Restore tackled balding in Chicago with the help of Chicago Football Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher.
He still
now,
got old.
Restore hair restoration.
I thought Urlacher had a nice looking pellet, looked fine.
Both of us are concluding in the same place. That's the Hall of Fame. That says it all.
What's that got to do with your hair?
See, that's what I'm saying. That's the bane that's in there. That's why he don't want to let his hair go, because it's part of who he is. It's part of his image. Like when you get an image, and then they say this. Guys with hair have a tad bit more confidence than bald guys.
I'm good.
Remember the line in Seinfeld when Costanza said, with Jerry with hair, I'm a player now. I'm a player. Yes. He's like, I'm in the game.
Yes.
And yet you talk to any woman out there, for the most part, they say it doesn't matter.
They love bald guys.
It's not that they love them, but it's like they want a guy that's going to treat them right, be dependable, and make them laugh. They don't give a shit about the fucking hair. What can you do with the hair? Run your fingers through it? Okay, that gets old after a while.
I haven't had a problem yet.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's what I'm going
to
figure.
I ain't going to lie. Women, only time they actually worry about hair is when it's time to have a child. And they don't want to have your bald head child. They don't want to have a 7-year-old.
So they'll put up with your baldness, but they don't want to pass it on to their kids.
They don't want the genes passed down.
Yeah, see, again, that's not helping, Fred. That's definitely not helping.
Somebody got to report the news. Sometimes the news is cruel.
We were talking about TV shows. And you and I, being big Game of Thrones fans, Fred, were trying to tell Hatch here he should watch it.
Yes.
Because you've never watched the show, right, Hatch?
No.
And we were explaining it like, well, yeah, it's sort of like Dungeons & Dragons, and it's like magic and some other stuff.
But mixed with a soap opera. It has a soap opera gravitational pull on you. It has these edgy Dungeons & Dragons and wolves. And what you got to realize, every animal is attached to a family. Meaning, if I'm the Stark family, our Sidril is the wolf. So we have the Trace.
Nobody cares about that. What I was trying to impart to Hatch was it was the only show.
This douchebag.
It was the only show, Hatch, that got me on the edge of my seat. Really? Where you're like, oh, fuck, did that really happen? Like the mountain cutting off the head of a horse.
Yes.
You're like, holy shit.
Yes.
Just to see a guy that big. Who was the guy, the weightlifter that they cast in the mountain?
Well, I don't know his name. Boris, it started with a B. I knew that.
Okay. But it was things like that that made you go, wow, this shit feels real, even though we know it's just a TV show. Here you go right here. This is it right here. You got a minute 36, Hatch. He gets pissed off because his guy loses.
In a jousting match.
Right.
And you got to realize the mountain never loses in anything.
In anything, right.
So he lost.
By the way, so this is a TV show, Hatch, that spent all the money to make all these scenes. I mean, that's a lot of money invested. Like, the quality in this show are second to none.
When will you be having
Littlefinger? See, he plays Game of Thrones with his mind.
Evil as shit, that guy. Yeah.
And who is that?
That's Renly Baratheon. He's gay.
He's gay. Yeah. Okay. Don't ask who these guys are. You'll never know because there's just
too many.
Too many. Right. That's the thing. It's a very dense show. It's a sprawling show. Lots of characters. Lots of storylines.
Does the story have a beginning and it heads to an ending?
Yeah, because each family, like, they're going to give you family saga first, and then they're going to mix the families, and the saga continues.
All right, so here we are. He just lost the joust, and he's pissed off.
Oh, shit. So he had... What the?
So it's scene after scene like this where you're like, holy
shit.
That's
his brother. That's his brother, the Hound, another mammoth of a man. And his face burnt because his brother, the Mountain, held his face to the fire when they was kids and burnt his face to the white meat.
It's crazy. Now, Fred, you being a big Game of Thrones guy, you say that the new prequel series is coming out later on this year.
The Dragon.
By the end of the year.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And it's about the Targaryen dynasty. Three generations removed from what we just saw.
Okay.
Daenerys' great-great-granddaddy. And it all starts, that Game of Thrones starts when he dies. When he dies, his ex-wife and the child and the mother of his new child, the Blackfyres and the Targaryens go to war for who the rightful.
Will it be good?
It will be
a disappointment.
Great.
It'll be great.
It'll be great because they got so many great characters.
Okay.
Like, it's
we'll
so
see.
Many great Targaryens.
Big act to follow.
Yeah,
Game of Thrones, big act to follow.
But
that's
guess
all I'm
what?
Saying.
If you enjoy Three Dragons, how are you going to enjoy 50?
It might be too many.
No, it ain't.
It could be too
because
many dragons.
Now, you remember the big skull head that was in the Red Keep, Valerian the Black Dread? The big one that they said.
I don't remember all the characters. Only you do. You've watched the show two times through.
Well, the dragon head, the biggest dragon to ever be in Westeros was Valerian the Black Dread. He's black and gold.
Okay.
We're going to see the biggest dragon ever in this new series.
All right, last football question. What do you guys think about Aaron Rodgers?
He is out of there. He is not coming back. Either he's going to sit out or they're going to trade him and get what
they
can.
Do you think he has the balls to sit out?
I think he does.
16, really? 16, 16. Remember that?
Yep.
Bart Starr, 16. Brett Favre, 16. Aaron Rodgers has finished his 16th year last year where he won MVP.
And no Packer quarterback has ever made it to year 17.
And he won't make it either. I'm going to tell you what Aaron actually won't. This is the one knock on playing in Buffalo, and this is the one knock on playing on Green Bay. It's nothing else for you to do after football living there. You can't possibly gravitate towards a community. You can't do what I've done here. Like, it's nowhere for you to do that there.
Right.
Aaron wants to have that city that he can latch on to the rest of his life and be a part of that city.
How much he wants
to get back to California. He's dating his fiance is a California actress.
Right.
He dates all these.
How much is it she doesn't want to live
from
there?
California.
How much is it that Shailene Woodley doesn't really want to live in Green Bay? And if they're truly in love and a couple, she's going to have to live there for several months of the year, including some pretty cold months.
Who that has all their teeth in their mouth want to live in Green Bay?
Back to the teeth thing.
No, but
I was trying to. Took me a long time to get over the dead tooth thing, you know?
I'm just saying. Green Bay is not a desirable place, and you sure don't have nothing to do after your career's over there.
It's a wonderful community, but it's very small.
And
it's
no
not
opportunity
for big time athletes.
He wants to get
sure.
back to California, I think.
But it's nowhere somewhere. For him to play. He can't play for the Rams. He can't play for the Chargers. He can't play for the 49ers. It's nowhere for you to play.
Was he wrong for being mad about the pick of Love?
No, because all quarterbacks go through that. All position play. You don't think I was sitting here and they would pick my position? I'm like,
What's going on? Yeah.
Who's
he?
Who's the new guy? So it happens with all us looking over our shoulder. Immortality.
The only problem I have is there's some people that say, well, it's the job of the GM, Gutekunst, to prepare for the future, plan for the future, make sure the franchise is in good stead. I said, well, it's like your wife is dying in 18 months, and you prepare for the future not by getting your estate in place or moving some money around, but by saying, here's Linda. I'll be fucking her, but not now.
Yeah.
Only when you're dead.
Only when you're dead.
Of course, Rodgers is
death,
right. Yeah. Like, there's certain things you don't do, and I think that Rodgers is going to play till 42 and be great for four more years. Nobody really wallops him anymore. He knows how to not get destroyed and blown up. And Brady has proven the path. He's like, 45 is doable.
Not only is it doable, what you got to understand with this guy is not only was it bad timing by Green Bay. Green Bay has no – that one GM doesn't run everything. They don't have an owner. They don't have a GM that can answer all
See, that's
questions.
Where it hurts them. Normally not having an ower is a blessing, but in this case, a real owner would have said whoa,
none of this.
Right, because when Brady got sick of hearing about Garoppolo,
he went to Kraft
and said, what are we doing here? And the owner's probably like, what do you mean? We got Jimmy, and he could be the guy someday. And Brady's like – not now, he ain't.
I'm playing
what
for
are you
100
doing?
Years.
Right.
I ain't never retiring.
And so Kraft said, Better stick with the guy that gave me all these rings.
Thank you. Let's talk about who the president of the Green Bay Packers
is. Mark Murphy, former Redskin.
Exactly.
I know. He's a smart guy, yes. And he's done a good job, but this is a huge miscalculation. Yeah. By the way, I forgot to mention, you said to me on the golf course, Hatch, you go, how come nobody's talking about Mac Jones's DUIs?
Yes. Exactly.
Plural. And DUIs. I said, what? DUIs?
Yes.
And I looked it up. He did have at least one DUI.
Two.
Maybe
don't do
two.
That. Do not hate.
And I said, okay, I haven't heard a whole lot about that. But again, I was not at every white guy meeting. There's a lot of issues that come up on the docket. Maybe I missed that one. Who knows?
Did you know
but
Eli
Baker
Manning?
Mayfield got thrashed prior to being drafted. He still got drafted high.
They hated on Baker.
And Jameis Winston might have raped somebody, and he still went 1-1.
And he stole but crab legs.
That's
well,
a
we
bad
know how that goes.
Yeah. But listen to me.
So do you think
narrative.
Eli Manning?
Narrative.
Did you ever hear about Eli Manning's DUI while we was in college?
No, he had one.
Listen to me. This, you know the Mannings are royalty in Mississippi, right?
I guess they are.
In Ole Miss, they are double royalty. That's the red keep. All right. Eli got a DUI his freshman year. They took the dude on the passenger side to jail for letting Eli drink. Right? That's how tough it was.
Really?
They took the passenger seat dude
and told him go home.
Go home, Eli. Hey, listen to me. You would have never heard about it if I wouldn't have told you.
No, you're right. You're right.
It happened.
All right, well, we'll see if it affects Mac Jones as a pro. I don't think so.
I don't think drinking is going to do it.
It's all about the narrative.
Yeah.
Who do they want still, to keep up
he was still,
high in the draft?
He was still the fifth. He was the fifth out of five to be taken. So,
but he still stayed up in the first round and got paid.
Now, yeah, if Justin Fields had a DUI.
That would have been the first thing ESPN talked about.
If he lights it up. Right away as a rookie, will you come back here and say, you know what, I was wrong. That wide-ass Staples manager looking dude actually can play the game.
Cam got it this year. He's not playing this year.
Right. Okay. And the history against Alabama quarterbacks are not good.
Well, except for Bart Starr, Kenny Stabler. And Joe Namath.
Yeah,
so might have heard of three of those guys.
So we got to go back 50 years.
Everybody that played on TV.
I know that was
it.
Right, exactly.
That's who we're talking about.
So we got to go back 50 years. All right, you want to throw Richard Todd in there too? Yeah,
no,
okay,
not
career.
Throwing Richard Todd in there.
Exactly.
All right, boys. Thanks for the dinners. Good times. We'll check back in. Win developments warrant. Good steak, boys.
Always, man. Thank you. It's always good.
All right, guys.
Good night.
Our thanks to DC Prime Steakhouse in Ashburn, Virginia. I'd say no cows were harmed in the taping of tonight's episode, but I'm afraid a few of them didn't make it. If you want to experience the absolute finest in dining, whether it's steaks or seafood, book your reservation today at dcprimesteaks.com. Tell them you heard it right here on the Zabecast and ask for Rick Crow. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, mybookie. Mybookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.